If you wake up every morning and you're perfectly normal, I mean, you got money in the bank. I'm talking about money in the bank. You got $10,000, $20,000 in the bank. You got a beautiful car out there. It's paid for. Insurance is paid up on it. Your wife's healthy. Your kids are all healthy. House payments. Your house is paid for. Who needs God?
Yeah. They don't call them unless they think they need him.
Yeah. Who has time to pray? I mean, everything's going great. Your company's doing good. And you say, hey, somebody said, you've been to church lately? Church? Oh, yeah, I used to go to church. But I don't have time anymore. And God's up there listening. And he said, you're going to need to go pretty soon because I'm fixing to make your company fail. You're putting your company before me, and I don't like it. And so your company starts falling apart. And when your company falls apart, and now there ain't no money, and you've had to lay off all your people, and then they say, well, now you've had your home only half paid for, so we're going to come get your house. Yeah, you paid $100,000 on it, but you still owe another $100,000 on it, and so we're going to take it away from you. You're going to lose that $100,000. We better, honey, we better hit the floor and start praying. Oh, God says, who are you two? Lord, it's us. He said, oh, I don't know you. Lord, we're your children, Lord. We don't know what's going on here. We're broken. One of our children's sick, or I'm getting sick, Lord. He said, oh, you are you? He said, how amazing. When I blessed you with everything, you didn't have time to even talk to me. But now then that I've taken your company away from you, and I've afflicted you with sickness and disease in your body, and you can't even get out of bed to go to work, you finally found time to get back in my Word. Now, isn't that amazing? Well, don't go there. Stay in the Word all the time, right? Love Him and serve Him and be a good boy. Walk holy and obedient to His Word. And then you can be like the gentleman here walking on your 90th birthday. See, it pays good dividends to serve the King, don't it, brother? I mean, he told us before, hey, I give all the credit to Jesus while I'm 90 years old and I'm still in the health I'm in. I know a whole lot of people that ain't 90 years old that ain't nowhere and close to his health. You know that? I've seen a few of them that were young that died. But chances are, not even knowing you, I would have to say that you probably have lived a pretty clean life all of your life. Okay, so that's why you lived 90 good years.
It took me 88 years to get sick.
Wow.
All my life.
88 years and didn't have no sickness and disease. Walked in obedience to God's Word.
Just minor. And then the last 2 years, everything
was... The last 2 years, began to have a little problem. Well, now it's time to stand on the Word, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Now it's time to break the curses and all these things. Now, isn't it amazing? He says there, let's go on to the next two. Happy is the person who finds wisdom and gains understanding. For the profit of wisdom is better than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Verse 15 and 16. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Where do you get wisdom? From God. He's the only one. So if you don't pray and ask Him, you go through all of life looking for all these rubies and all this stuff, and you never get them either. She offers you life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left hand. Now, if wisdom will give you life and riches and honor, that ought to be something we're all seeking for, right? Wisdom. Okay, next two verses. She will guide you down delightful paths, and all her ways are satisfying. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. A tree of life? Hey, happy are those who hold her tightly. I want to get a hold of wisdom, and you can only get it from God. So if you don't pray and ask Him for wisdom, you ain't going to have it. So none of these things are going to work for you. Verse 19 and 20. By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth. By understanding, He established the heavens. By His knowledge, the deep fountains of the earth burst forth, and the clouds poured down rain. Verse 21 and 22. My child, don't lose sight of good planning and insight. Hang on to them. For they will fill you with life and bring you honor and respect. Wisdom's going to fill you with life. Everybody here today is wanting life and a long, healthy life. Not just life. You know, they want a long, healthy one. Next couple of verses. They keep you safe on your way and keep your feet from stumbling. wisdom. You know, you don't have to be concerned about stumbling and falling down and breaking your leg. You can lie down without fear and enjoy pleasant dreams. That sounds good, doesn't it? I can lay down without... In fact, I had a dream the other night that was kind of unique. I'll stop right here and tell you about it. I went to bed that night and tell you I had no fear. I never have any fear. It says there, I can lie down without fear and enjoy pleasant dreams. But I had an experience the other night that was a little unique. I've never had one just like it. I was laying there sound asleep, 3 o'clock in the morning, on my back, and all of a sudden, my lovely wife, which was laying right beside me, sound asleep, I heard her scream. Now, she was asleep, but she screamed. When she screamed, naturally, it woke me up. I mean, you know, usually if a man's laying right beside his wife, she screams, it'll wake you up. So I didn't move anything except my eyes. I just opened my eyes. And when I opened my eyes, I saw something that if I was a man that lived in fear, I could have been petrified because there was a man standing right in the middle of my bed right above me looking down at me. That kind of could be scary, you know it? And then to his right was another one, and this one wasn't standing down. This one was laying prone up there beside him. I got one man like this and one man like this, and they're both right over my bed. Well, guess what I did? I said, "You guys get out of my bedroom." And then they didn't move. So I jumped out of the bed and reached up to get the big one. So I'm going to get him. And I reached right through him, and he was gone. It was a spirit being. And the little one's still there. So I jumped completely out of the bed, and I said, "I'm going to get you." And I jumped up and grabbed him. And again, he went away. And I said, "Lights! Turn on the lights!" This time Cheryl said, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm knocking everything off the dresser trying to find the lamp. And she reaches over and turned on the lights. She said, "What is wrong with you?" I said, "There was two men in our bedroom." I said, "Now I know they were spirit beings. I really don't know what they were here for, but they were here." But I said, "Obviously God let you see them in the spirit because you were sound asleep and you screamed." And she was still sound asleep, but it woke me up. And I attacked these two beings with absolutely no fear. And they left. Of course, after I lay there a few minutes and went to sleep, when I got to thinking about this, I got to thinking, "Dear God, I attacked these two guys. What is wrong with me?"
Turned out to be nothing but hot air.
No, that's right, nothing but hot air. Yeah. But you know, when you open your eyes and see two men standing there, he's as real as you are right now, A.A. I mean, that guy was standing there, standing right on my bed, right up there.
They were just a pup.
Yeah. And I mean, but as far as I was concerned, if I never saw anything any more real in my life than those two men. But, you know, what would you do if you woke up two men standing right beside your bed, one of them right on top of you? Well, how would you respond?
I wanted to go get a baseball bat or
something. Amen. Well, that's what I did. In the name of Jesus, we don't have to have any fear, do we? Scripture says we don't have, I can lie down without fear, and I can enjoy pleasant dreams. I believe with all my heart that the devil sent was trying to put a curse on me. I believe the devil was trying to put a curse on this ministry. But he ain't going to get it done. In the name of Jesus, he is not going to get it done. It makes no difference what the devil, what God allows the devil to do, or whatever he sends him to do to this ministry to test me. I mean, I read Scripture where it says, "And the Lord left so-and-so to test him to see what he would do." That's scary. Somebody said, "God would never test me like that." You ain't read the same book I've read. This book says he will test you. You know that? So be ready. God will test you. Now then, 25 and 26. "You need not be afraid of disaster or the destruction that comes upon the wicked. For the Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap." So if you're walking obedient to His Word, do you have to be afraid of anything? No.
No,
you don't. But do you ever see yourself as being the wicked? You say, "I'm a child of God." You ever think you're wicked? You think God sees you as wicked? Yes, He does. Anytime you get in the flesh or sin in His sight, you're wicked. And then these things will come upon you. So you got to walk in the Spirit, in His Word, all the time for all these things to work for you. Now then, let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10, and then verse 20 through 27, and I'm going to show you some other things that's available to you. Proverbs 4, 10. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. Is that what we want? Okay, so if he says, my child, listen to me and do as I say, how are we going to know what he says unless we read his word? And most people don't read his word. We're not teaching our young people to read his word. I mean, the average... We went out to a restaurant the other night, Cheryl and I had dinner. Run into a friend of Cheryl's, had her son there, and he's a middle-aged man himself. Well, the woman was even maybe a little bit older than Cheryl is, but she had known her for several years. And she brought her lady friend and another lady friend. And so there was four of them, and Cheryl and I, we sat down at this table, and we started talking and having dinner, and immediately Cheryl and her started conversing about what's going on in their life, and this woman has lived in the business world, and where Cheryl used to live, and of course, Cheryl's now a pastor's wife. Her life's totally changed, and the other woman's still living in the world. And so she began to talk to Cheryl and tell her about her knees and how her knees were giving her problems. She could hardly walk around and all this kind of stuff. And Cheryl said, well, you're under a curse. Said, did you ever forgive your first husband for all those things he did for you? And she said, well, I think so. But she really hadn't. So we talked to her for an hour, hour and a half, whatever. And then I said, no problem. If you will confess right now to the Lord and make him promise, Lord, I got up and walked around by her table, around Cheryl, right against her, and said, now, young lady, I'm going to look you right and tell you that if you will obey God and you will confess your sin of unforgiveness to the Lord and you'll promise him that you'll love your first husband, you'll love him with the love of God, I said, I guarantee I'll pray for you and the King will heal your knees. So she put her head down on the table and she prayed and asked the Lord out loud to forgive her. So then Cheryl and I held her hands together and we prayed, rebuked, broke the curse of Deuteronomy 28:35 and all those things and asked the Lord to be merciful to her, restore her and everything. And we thanked him for doing it. And I said, now he has healed you. And I turned her loose. And she said, wow, did you feel that go through me? So I didn't feel nothing.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.